poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here,
God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there
anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back to K-Pop Cafe on CITR 1.9 FM, broadcasting from the city of Musqueam, located in British Columbia. Your DJ Jaden is back again this week. We just heard Takakumani by Mamamoo, and if you wonder if this is the first time you listen to the song, that means you haven't joined us on air on one of the episodes that we had before. Yeah, upsetting, just kidding. Yeah, hope you guys are enjoying the beginning of this new month, July 2017. Today is the first episode of the month, and I'm ready to join with you on air this afternoon, as always. And hope you guys are ready, just like I am. So far, I've been having a good start for the new month. So far, I hung out with some of my best friends I haven't met since school was over back in April. Yep, probably haven't seen them for 2 months, I guess, after that. Yeah. And we went out to watch a movie and to eat some nice dinner in Richmond. So I love hanging out there over there in Richmond, then downtown Vancouver. Yeah. And we wanted to have some Chinese food though, but the lineup was so long, the restaurant that we went to. So we had to change the plan and go for ramen instead, which was right next door. But yeah, it wasn't as crowded as the Chinese restaurant that we were supposed to go to, but it was really good. Cannot mention the name of the restaurant, somewhere in Richmond, nearby Aberdeen Mall shopping center. But yeah, it was good. I love trying new Asian foods over there. And especially for me, because I'm Korean, I always eat the Korean version of ramen. It's called ramyeon. So I always eat that all the time. But the original Japanese style ramen, I have never really tried it before, because the first time I tried it, I thought it was too oily. So, and I don't really like oily food that much. Weird, because knowing the fact that I like Chinese food. But yeah, but this one, I went there and I had the one with curry flavor, and it was good. So definitely should try it. I don't really promote Japanese food or Chinese food on air, but normally focus on Korean food. But I liked it, and I like to go to Richmond a lot with my friends, just because, this over there, that's more of an Asian culture center, I guess, in BC. Yeah. Yeah, so it's good, and we watched a movie too. Can't mention which movie I watched, but I liked it, so it's good. And yeah, it's always nice to see some of my close friends after not seeing them for a while. So if you haven't met your friends recently, well, the nice is the weather is good, and it's the best time for you to go out and chill out with them. Alright, so at the top, we heard Mamamoo, so I think it was a good start. We'll dive into listen to more songs, and I'm going to start with two more songs by Day6. I love them. And I also went to karaoke with my friends, and I actually, imitated to sing one of their songs. Which was You're So Beautiful, that's the name of the song. But I'm going to play other two songs. They're not the one that I sang, just because every time I listen to it, it just embarrassed me that I just sang really badly that day. Yeah. So first, I will listen to I'm Serious, and also it will be followed by Dance Dance.
Don't you feel it? 이미 얼굴에 티날 대로 나고 있는데 너 계속해 매하게 매하게 웃으며 넘길 거야 그렇게 그렇게 너 맨날 이럴 거야 커져만 가는 내 맘 제발 어떻게 좀 해줘
나 오늘 놀래 달려볼래 남이 뭐라든 신경 끄고 my way
넌 지금 뭐해 come on baby 숨지마
지금 노래 올려줄래 아무 생각 안 들 때까지 oh yeah
근데 난 뭐해 come on baby 내 몸이 반응하는 대로 go
작정하고 널 준비해 소매는 것도 놓지
준비해 가볍게 살짝 몸은 풀어줘 baby
작정하고 널 준비해 갈 때는
오늘 절대 후회 없게 yeah.
This dance with me Everybody wants to be Somebody 가만히 아니게 마음껏 미쳐봐 This dance with me
넷적 댄스 오늘이 마지막인 듯이 즐겨 커피 땜땜 막진 않을 테니 오늘 즐긴 땜땡
얼마나 좋지
이불 속에 들어갈 땐 baby 집 가는 길 기분이 우러나기를 지금 이 기분을 잊지 않기를 바라는 맘에 나와 즐겨줬으면 했어 You can have a good morning
작정하고 널 준비해 소매는 것도 놓지
준비해 가볍게 살짝 몸
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down.
Isn't there anything?
Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Oh, and guys, I mentioned this new Korean movie playing in theaters in Vancouver pretty soon, The Battleship Island, which I'm personally looking forward to watching, and I've been waiting for so long time, probably since the beginning of last year, and it's coming out on July 26th here? No, in Korea. So it's coming out pretty soon, but we might have to wait for a little bit longer, just because, in Korea, there's like 20 days left. It's, what's the date today? It's the 8th in Korea. Yeah. But, here in North America, including Canada, it will be released on August 4th here. Yeah. So, personally, I already made a plan to go watch it with my family. So, if you're looking for a good movie to watch this summer, just wait for another month, then you can watch Battleship Island. And, I watched the trailer. It's amazing. So I recommend this movie, although I haven't watched it. But I think it will probably reach the 10 million viewers in Korea easily, I think. It's just like, here's the thing about Korean movie industry. It's like, so people in Korea, well, in South Korea, there are 15 million people living there. 15 million citizens, including the foreigners. And, no, I think it's 51 million, or around there. And it's been like this since 2004 that whenever Korean movies, they succeed commercially, economically, then there is like a standard. Whenever they reach the 10 million people, audiences coming in the theater watching the movie, that's like the major goal for most of the movies, for at least Korean movies. And I think there's about more than 13 movies that reached 10 million viewers in Korea. So it's called in Korean 천만 영화, so that means like 10 million viewer movie. So I think this will reach that goal pretty easily. And also the director, he already has a previous movie reach the goal, so I'm pretty sure this time he will do the same. Yeah, at least even if it doesn't, I'm pretty sure it's gonna succeed a lot, and many people will like it. I know that pretty sure. And this movie, for those of you who don't know what this movie is about, it is based on the historical event of Korea that took place during World War II, when Korea was under Japanese rules. Like, before, Korea used to be a colony of Japan back then, during the World War period. And many Korean people were brought to this island, Battleship Island, by Japan, forcefully. And it's called Battleship Island because it actually looks like a battleship. So, and many people were forced to labor there against their free will. And many of them died in the island, and some of the few survivors refer to the island as the Island of Hell. Yet, many foreigners around the world are visiting this Japanese island without even knowing the truth behind it, and the island has become a tourist site. And many of them are told that the island is a symbol of the modernization of Japan back in the early 20th century. And But the sad thing is, they don't even get to hear about what really happened over there with the Korean people who were forced brought over there. All the truth behind it. All the Korean people who were forced to be brought there, who were forced to be labored there, who were forced to live in that hell. They don't get to hear about it at all. And here's the shocking part. In 2015, the island got approved as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. So as a Korean myself, this is something that gets me really, really like upset about what happened. I think people should know about what happened over there. Like, I mean, it may be to some people in Japan, it may be a symbol for their modernization, their success in modernizing their country. I'm pretty sure that's how it is in Japan. But at least for other people, I think there should be an understanding that there are people in the world that has a different perspective on this, who has a different side about what happened. And there is always a hidden fact that's not being explained to other people in the world who are not involved in this. So I think people should know better about what happened. And before coming to the studio today, I actually read a newspaper, and it said right now in Times Square in New York, you know, there's like a, there are lots of big screens for ads over there. And this promotion video about the truth of the Battleship Island is playing on the biggest screen in Times Square. This 15-second promotion video will be on the screen for one whole week until July 9th, playing 1,000 times a day. So in total of 7,000 times for 1 week. So it's going to be there until July 9th. So who made this happen? So this project was actually planned by Professor Seo Kyung-deok from Songshin Women's University in Korea. So, and many people, including 6,000 citizens in Korea and the people who made the movie Battleship Island, they participated in this campaign, this project. So a big personal big thanks to all the people who contributed to telling the people, telling other people who are not involved in this, who don't know about what happened, know more about this truth. So I really hope many people will get to know more about what happened, what really actually happened. And I really hope that I just explained what happened over there and what the island is about. And I hope you guys listened to it and just got an opportunity from what I said as an opportunity to get to know about what happened. So if you want to know more about it, make sure to watch the promotion video. I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube, on the internet. But besides that 15-second promotion video, there are lots of documentaries that are based on that island. So please do some research and watch some of the movies, or you can even read a research paper about it. Yeah. So make sure to do that. I think that's meaningful to know more about what happened.
Baby, you, 나의 사랑 그대. 날 보면 나 함께 있으면 어둠은 사라져 시간은 멈춰서 이 공간은 너와 나 둘만 남겨져 Love is always painful 널 알기 전 사실 나 두렵던 사랑이란 감정 나를 잃던 함정 그렇게만 생각했는데 About you 잠들기 전 그저 널 생각해 사랑이란 감정 스며들어 점점 이렇게 네 생각나는데
No. 나로 말할 것
같으면 자신감 있는 여자 말하자면 내게 믿는 여자 자신 있으면 나를 따라 해도 돼 뒤따라와 뒤따라와 follow me
화장은 예 귀찮으니까 No 줄은 안 해 그럴 필요 없어
이상해 척지기에 평범한 게 더 싫어 이런 내 모습 부모님께 감사해
Me, me, fall with the sun 생각 말고 정신은 nightless 눈치 보지만 네가 바로 focus Hello, bonjour, 니하오 아니야 세계가 꿈마다 매력이 있대 나로 말할 것 같으면 겨울에 민소매 입으면 내가 도움이 되는 거야 I love you 나로 말할 것
같으면 자신감 있는 여자 말하자면 늦게 믿는 여자
변한 게 좋아 그게 나니까
나니까
돌려 말 안 해 숨기지 못해
금방져 신경했어 나를 모르는 소리
그냥 내 멋대로 내 식대로 해
My name is Musa 오미간이나 그냥 내 취향이니까 예민하지만 Complex nothing Slick shirt 주워포 클래식 스타일로 난 너를 표현해 My baby 어지거지 말꼬리 잡는 너 태국도 blind drive 내 차에 타 자자 나로 말할 것
같으면 자신감 있는 여자 말하자면 느낌 있는 여자 자신 있으면 나를 따라 해도 돼 뒤따라와 뒤따라와 follow me
Yes I am 나로 말할 것 같으면 Yes I am follow me Yes I am 나로 말할 것
뚠뚠해 V라인보다 동그란 내 얼굴이 좋아 나만의 some special thing
쌍꺼풀이 있는 눈매 보다 나는 내 눈무쌍이 좋아 웃을 때 인디언 보조개와 꼴찌 끝 아주 칭찬해
나로 말할 것 안 같으면 말할 것 같으면
아주 시크해
나로 말할 것 안 같으면
나로 말할 것
같으면 자신감 있는 여자 말하자면 내게 믿는 여자 자신 있으면 나를 따라 해도 돼 뒤따라와 뒤따라와 follow me
Yes I am
나로 말할 것 같으면
Yes I am follow me
follow 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 me
Yes I am
나로 말할 것 같으면
Yes I am
아주 가망쩡
울려대던 내 전화기는 잠잠해져가 할 말을 잃은 것 같아 정신없이 쏟아내던 그 모진 말들 주워 담지 못해 아마 날 떠날 것 같아 난 너를 지울 수 있을까 그저 한순간에 우린 남이 될 수 있을까 쉽지 않을 걸 알지만 좋았던 날도 많았지만 되돌리기엔 멀리 와버린 걸까 난 너를 지울 수 있을까 우린 남이 될 수 있을까
예전과 달리 찾아진 끝이 없는 듯한 감정 싸움에 이제는 지친 것 같아 난 너를 지울 수 있을까
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
You're listening to K-Pop Cafe on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Munsiden, Musqueam Territory, located in British Columbia. And K-Pop Cafe is a show where we aim to provide the local community in Vancouver with everything about Korea, including the popular music trend, news on TV shows, movies, and news about Korea. So I just checked the Mnet chart when you guys were listening to the songs. Here, and the singer named Junsoo Kim has some songs on the popular music list here, and I've played a few songs by him before, but I don't think I played these ones yet that are currently on the list. So let's hear two of these, Rainy Eyes and Incredible.
Can be 가 내려 네가 떠난 내 마음을 두드리네 내 방 속엔 네 향기가 끝도 없이 흩날리네 늦은 밤 울리는 phone call 혹시 날까봐 갑자기 눈물이 나 숨소리라도 나 듣고 싶어 오늘 밤 너를 원해 오늘 밤 눈을 감아 네 모습을 그려보네 보고 싶어 오늘 밤 너를 원해 오늘 밤 입을 열어 네 이름을 불러보네 점점 맺히고 있어 oh, 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 oh.
Oh, You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
So I almost feel guilty for not even playing A-Pink in, like, since, like, forever. And I just saw their song made it into the list, the top 10 list. No, not top 10 list. It's just an Mnet chart for the first top 50. And this song is called 5. They have a song in the chart. So just so you know, in case you guys didn't know about it, they had a concert in Vancouver before, but I couldn't go. This always happens. So we'll listen to 5 by A-Pink and some other songs following them.
Thank you. 하루도 쉬지 않고서 여기까지 왔는데 yeah. 한 번도 같이 못했었던 내가 나로 있던 시간 속에
해봐. There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
All right, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to A Pink. Let's listen to one more before I close off. It's called Why Don't You by Chung Ha.
So I'm Peter.
Alright, this is it for today. Make sure to stay tuned right in for upcoming shows on CITR 1.9 FM, as there will be many different shows coming on air, and I'll be back next Thursday at 1 p.m. as I always do. Thank you so much for listening to K-Pop Cafe today again, and have yourself a wonderful day. Goodbye.
without you, it'll never quite be the same at all. Without you, it'll never quite be the same.
Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. Meow. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.